911. What is your emergency?
Hi, I think we may have just heard some gunfire and somebody climbing into our backyard.
Okay, what address are you at?
6037 34th Avenue Northeast.
Okay, hold on one second. 6037 and 34th Avenue Northeast?
Avenue Northeast.
Okay, so 6037 34th Avenue Northeast. And so you heard how many shots?
1, 2, 3, 4, I think. And then we heard someone, I think, climbing over either ours, it's right outside of our bedroom window.
Okay, so you heard 4 shots, and then you thought you heard someone climbing into your yard?
We heard...
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Somebody climbing over, like, the fence.
Okay,
hold... Either our neighbors...
Okay, hold on one second.
Backyard.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
And did you hear it or see it or both?
Hear it.
Okay. And can you, are you, am I on speakerphone?
No. My
okay.
Just
okay. Hold on one second. Hold on. Okay. Into your yard or the neighbor's yard to the north, south, east, or west of you?
North.
Okay. Hold on one second.
And I'm hearing some yelling outside right now.
Yep, hold on one second.
Oh,
is it yelling coming from the backyard or coming from where?
From the north.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, and so you have no visual, you can just hear it?
No.
Okay.
I don't see next to the window.
Okay, so we already have a call and I went ahead and updated it. Hold on just a moment. And there's lots of officers in the area, so hold on just a moment. Do you have a window that's safe for you to look out, or no? And if you don't feel comfortable, that's fine. I just didn't know if you had a safe view of the backyard where no one could see you looking out the window.
Okay, my husband said he saw something. He doesn't see anything at the moment.
Your phone, I can't hear you.
Sorry, my phone.
Are you there?
I'm speakerphone.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. My husband said he saw a guy running. Not
he
him.
Ran. There's a guy, heavyset guy in a coat, ran up to the house next to us, and then there was some rattling at the house and at the fence.
Okay, hold on one second. Hold on one moment. So you saw the guy run up to your neighbor's house?
Well, I don't know if he went into the neighbor's house. It looked like he was trying to run away from something, but...
Okay, hold on.
Once he came close, I just let the blinds close so he wouldn't see me.
Okay, hold on one second. And I'm sorry, can you just repeat what you saw exactly so I can type it on here?
Repeat what you saw.
We heard the sounds that sounded like gunshots. I looked out the blinds and I saw a guy running up the neighbor's walkway, like he was going to their front door, but I'm not sure he went up to the door, then he turned because there was a bunch of rattling to the side of the house, like he's trying to get through the fence or
into the backyard. Okay, and then he turned like he was trying to get into the backyard?
Yeah, because he was rattling the fence or at the side of the house.
And that's into the backyard noise. North of 6037 34th Avenue Northeast?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on one second.
Between the two houses.
Okay, and then what happened? Then he disappeared, or what happened?
Closed.
Oh, okay.
Well, I let the blind close, so I couldn't be seen, and then, you know, that's when we heard I heard the rattling there, and then...
And then you closed the blinds, and then you heard rattling?
Rattling, like he was hitting the, trying to get through the fence, because he didn't know how to open it.
Oh, okay, hold on. Any description for the person you saw, or no?
No, he had a big bulky coat on, and I mean, vague impression, heavy set and white, but I couldn't...
Okay, so a possible white male puffy jacket?
Yeah, heavy set and dark.
Heavy set weight?
Yeah, he just looked big because of the jacket, but who knows?
Okay, so possible white male, heavy set, puffy jacket. Any further description at all?
No.
Okay. Hold on one sec. I went ahead and updated the call already. Hold on one sec. That was the male that was seen. Hold on one second. Running up to the neighbor's walkway?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay. And what was your first name?
My name's Todd.
Okay, and your last name?
Z-E-Y.
Oh, okay. And what was your wife's name?
Julie.
Okay, hold on one second. Same last name?
No, her last name's Wilmes. W-I-L-L-M-E-S.
Okay, I'll create a different page for her since she has a different last name. Hold on one second. Stand by just one moment.
Are there officers on scene? Because there's lights down the street. Looks like people with flashlights, potentially.
Yep. Yeah, there's lots of officers in the area. Hold on one second.
All right, good.
Okay, what was your wife's first name again? Julie, J-U-L-I-E?
J-U-L-I-E.
And what's her last name?
Mine?
Her last name?
Is hers, Wilmes, W-I-L-L-M-E-S.
Okay, and same phone number for her, the 849 number?
Yes.
Are you guys available for contact if needed?
Yeah, I can step out there and talk to him if I need to.
Okay, hold on one sec. I'll just note that you're available for contact if needed. And should I just put that for you or her as well?
Yeah.
Both of you or just you?
Yeah, both of us. We're here.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, there's lots of officers in the area, and so they'll speak with you if they need to, okay? And give us a call back at 911 if you hear or see anything else.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, sir.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.